the doubly shver. So the Talmidim got into the act and they try to give terutzim, which are all very good. Try to be mashlim. So number one, I want to show that the smag said like me. It's a logical thing. Oh no. What number is in this? You know what number is in this mark? I'll look that up.
I think it's Lamed Simen Samach.
Thank you. Yes, you're right. You are right. It's Essays and Los Essays. Okay. Getting close. Chav Gimel. Here we go. Hatova shnei tfiris am Rabbi Yochanan v'u shekshar shnei v'sheichutin mikan u'mikan. No, I'll see what that means later. Kedei shetamur ha-tfira v'lo tishamin. Avim tof ha-yoso shnei tfiris af ha-pi shal kosher chayev shayim eskayev es ha-tfira. Okay. Medakte k'rav lezim imitz. Lomo ain't tovish that tefira is chayv gamishim kosher. Sheim is chayv elim kek shoron. Uposek mikan, the ain nikra kesher shel kayova, elim kain also kesher gabi kesher. Omne meish kshorom shem is kaim ebi kesher echad, kosh kosher chevel echad berosho, vein al kosher shnei rosho, chayotim is evad an echshem kesher gayova after kesher echad. Stop. Exactly where we wanted it to be yesterday, right? The chesaron is, what's the chesaron? It's not shal kol shal kayama, and therefore the result is not only is a double not a, no good, but a single not at the end is also no good because shal kayama. Baruch Hashem, got someone who said it straight. Neither the Ritva nor the Ran fit in so nicely with this pattern. Let's now take a look at the Ritva one more time. I have to read it the way the Talmid read it. The way I read it, it doesn't read, I have to be honest with you. I got stuck with a kasha. And the Talmidim, Shiyichyu, said you have to read it differently. No braver. Didn't say gam. That part we can still preserve. Didn't say gam. The tirutz was out. The mihocha shamina and jafil osa kesher shel kayama and el chayev ashiyas a kesher or kesher. Even shel kayama, me too. The davka b'baldik shor shnei roshei chutin ki yochad dekama hu shiksharim kolova shikosher shnei roshei chut mikan and mikan. See what that means soon. That's a verbatim quote of the Rambam, except he has the word Shnei. Rambam didn't have the word Shnei. Ava kosher kesher echad v'chevel v'rosho v'ne kosher shnei roshim afilu kesher echad saga l'schayola because they permit it, cause the smak. Stop. So the kash we had yesterday was Rebbeinu Shalom. Rebbeinu Shalom. He said on the line number 3 afilu oz the kesher shel kayyama. So what does it help? That you tied at the end, it's a kesher shel kayama. Even this was a kesher kayama. Still potter. So we thought yesterday, the top line to mean, the need for two ksharim, the indispensable, no matter what. Now we're going to get stuck. Then how is it possible that he just turns around a few lines later and says, well, if you have one knot at the edge of the rope, then you are chayav. That was we got stuck with that kesher yesterday. So you have no brera, but to say something different. The Abinezer already said it two ways to learn pshat in the Gemara. Kshara means two individual knots. Or you take the two edges and you tie them together. We understood, that's how we saw the Achron said the Rabbah, that Mikan and Mikan, Mikan and Mikan, we understood this line to mean one kesher here, one kesher there. But then it's not, he can't win. It's a zero sum game, it's impossible. We have to say no, that the word Mikan and Mikan, even though it's coming from the Rambam and the Achron said the Rambam means two separate knots, not in the Ritva. Either the Rambam didn't mean it, also like the Ritva, or the distinction he says the word Shnei, that's the word Shnei, it's a slightly nuanced in the formulation. Bottom line, you have no choice but to say that when he talks over here about Mikan and Mikan, it doesn't mean we have the Nezis of Shah Mikan and Mikan, one not here, one not there. You can't. It's not going to work. We're forced to say that even though he uses the word Mikan and Mikan, he doesn't mean a knot over here and a knot over here, two separate knots, and he means like this. Okay. There's no alternative. There's no alternative. What's Takap Shah? It's true, it's a Kesher Shel Kayama. Nonetheless, if you go like this, two sides, and you go with one knot, it's not going to be, won't be called a Kesher. Why? Presumably because it's not so tight. Especially if it's around something else. Not so tight. Not so tight. Look how much you see, there's a lot of give over here. Not so tight. That's why there's no shame cash. If you do it to double knot, then you've added something, you made it to a shame cash. But if you do it over here, one of them, then it's much tighter. That's a cash by itself. This is the only way to read the Ritva, otherwise it simply cannot be read. What about the Ran? Open to the Ran. And we'll see if the Ran also got stuck. So within the Ran, we have an option. But the Avnei is not correct. Avnei just says, you know, the Ran didn't quote that last night, Tirei means he doesn't know for him. Who said? Yeah.
Is this all assuming that kosher is not a malacha on the
keyboard? Oh, yeah. Notice I didn't mention the word yet. Because that's going to get us into trouble. Now we have no choice but to mention it. Okay. We can lama the rabbi lezim imitz the kosher kesher echad lo machayim. Why? She'enem iskayim. So if you ask me, what should the Ran have quoted? The last line of the Reim, the Smag does quote, that you would be chayv if you did something at the edge of the rope, because that's Ismiskayim. Didn't quote it. That was the second kash we had. So the simplest answer is the Avnei is not correct. That he didn't quote it, but he agrees with it. Didn't quote it. Not everything you don't quote, you disagree with necessarily. That'll solve all the world's problems. So the Talmidim explained to me that there's a shtickl deer that the Avnei is not correct. Why? That the Nezah said, Alam the Shibshat, the reason why you're not Chayav, not considered Melechas Chibur, you didn't to tie things one to another. That's not what he says. He says, She'enu Miskayin. Didn't give the Nezah's reason. He gave a different reason. She'enu Miskayin. So it implies that's the reason, in which case, if you tied it not at the end of the rope, you would talk about Chayav. Not just that was solve the problem. So after all is said and done, what does the Reim say? What does the original say? Take it up until today. Let's look up the original. Say, what the Reim? Say for your Reim. I'll show you what the Reim says. Okay, I have to get the right Mara Malkum in the Reim. Different versions of how you count things over here. I think it's Reish Ayin Dalet in this edition, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, let's go for it. Hope it's right. Yeah. Sefer Yireim, where is it? Rebbe Osai, Sefer Mitzvahs. Okay, you have to help me find this. No, he passed it. Here we go. Also, Sugar Shabbos have Kufir Alf and Leves, different kinds of Ksharim. Watch this. Falgoro, Hatova based spheres, Rush Ksharim, Pirish, watch this. This is the original. The Rabbos say, after all, we saw the Ran and the Ritva and the Smag. What did the Rav say? They were quoting him. What did he say exactly? This is what he said. Pirish. Kosher, kesher, acharat, firis. Umachayvile, mishum tova, lo mishum kosher. La madnu. Oh, drum roll. The original. The whole thing is 2.5 lines. She kesher echad, eino kesher. Sounds like not a kesher. Let's see soon. Avamokum shiragili masas kesher echad, shetiskayim be kesher echad, kagon shekosher akol, no, chevel should be, chevel echad be rosho, vein akosher shnei roshim zelazeh, yudav be kosher. Black on white. This is what the Yerayim said. This is what the Yerayim said. Sound that we said earlier today, pshat in the ritva, right? That why is it rogel? Here it's rogel, here it's not rogel. But rogel itself plays a role. Pashas, it means that if you're rogel, that means it's going to be very tight. That's why, presumably, you'd be chayef. But typically, kesher echad is not a kesher. Why? Because you're not rogel. Why not rogel? It's not so tight. I'd like to suggest that the Rireim is a proof to what was said this morning by the Talmidim, which I just said pshat in the Ritva. This is the best I can do in the Rireim. I just want to show you what it says, Ad Kan Rebosai, the Talmidim's wisdom from this morning. Good? Right. Now, Rebosai, the end of the Shia yesterday was the rush and the Kovetz Beforshim of the rush and the Korban Asylum of the Rosh. So let's now go back to that right now and pick it up from here. Page Sadat Bey is in our print, the Rosh. Covenantal oath, Gimel, Rav Meir Omer, quoted Tosefta, Zaklal Kol Kesher Shushakayama Biyachol Atir Biyachas Miyodav, Osha Eder Shakayama Veniyachol Atir Biyachas Miyodav, and Chayovnal, Hey Beis Hashem Shivulekin, Tom Aleim Azake Moshe, who does Rav Meir, Veino Alocha, Sarachin, let me be with Yosef, Aleph on the bottom. Rameir, amazingly, lachmuri osi, lo mashe poter al kshiyokol ate biyachas miyada, lafuki kesher chazak, she'eno shel kayama. Rameir is machmir. Lukul o shaykh, divari kishay gemolin, asaponim en yokol ate biyachas miyada. So Rameh's machmir is only a tour when yochol la'atir bi'achas miyodov. That's the only tour. So although it sounds like Rameh is being a mekel, he's really being a machmir. We'll see soon a precedent for this. V'chein nebiyudah daf kuf yud gimel also lachmure tafilu yochal hata vechas miyadav chayav v'shel kayama v'lo kayam lo kavasei da patrina afilu baniva de chamir mikesh yochal hata vechas miyadav k'mina b'reish pirkin ablasa Moshe Horowitz understand very well the Reish Yosef is calling la'aloch alamaisa. Yeah. This vart, which is said by Kitz and Nimrod here in the Kovas Mefarshim, said by Arichus, in a slightly different tone, but they say it's also Shulchan. I saw this when we looked this last time, I said, wow. I don't think we had these Gemaras then. I don't think we had the Kovas Mefarshim there. He has Arichus, a very long piece, in Simon Kuf Chav Gimel, Simchat and Dalet. If you want to put it on the screen, I'm happy to do it, but I don't know how. Kuf Chav Gimel Sukkot and Dalet. It's also we've had it before.
Okay.
I'll begin reading what he says and we'll pick it up later on. He quotes many poskim who seem to say. I love it. Not bugging my suba. Okay, we know about that, right? Not bugging my suba, so you shouldn't have any double knot no matter what. No kesher, right? It's a faster Amar, it's a Shulta Gibor. We know about this already. Nothing new. We've been here before. Look what he says. Taz Aleph, Kesher by Su'uman, Hayna Chazing Meot. Hedger, Hayna Chazing Meot. Mishtabur Alocha, Da. Masha Posa Shulchanor, the Kesher, who my Su'uman, Chayim, who Afilu also a Kesher, Lo Mehadik Shapir, V'yokol Atiro B'yachas Miyodov. Kimosh Kasati B'mishtabur, why? We don't pass like a mayor. V'chein Posa Naki Moshe, Kirabon, Figure of Mayor, Shema Yokol Atiro B'yachas Miyodov Potter. V'savri de chayovin v'alof kemosa muchat v'gemor de kesher kaseh lo ma'adik v'izeh l'chor tzarechin al ataz shekosa v'mais u'ma nikrok shek kesher chozak mi'or ayin shom shenitchak v'yishuv kavon es ataz de kesher chozak v'asloba shlo yeh nita v'shuv opin me'atzma u'maise hedyur huk shek kesher yochul ufam nebeshech hazman yos nita me'atzma toch ha'godol an admor, who's admor? The Rebbe. First of all, it's a Rebbe, like the Taz, the Maisa Umaru, Kesha Chazak of Yamitz, Shulta Giborim. Dake Moshe, Mogan Avram, Lubush Yisrod, Beis Ksharmim, on a roll, and Shehenim Mahudah Klal, Shara Latiro, Elkshu Mahudah Gmaat, Ozarmina, Tenim the Bekin, Shehenim Rikki Kesha Amitz. Okay, Kosa Meshulch and Asa Yishitim, Kesha Shehenim Mahudah Gvavi Maisa Hedjo, Udra Bnei Lukat Derima, Kalkelas HaShabbos, and we get my Simon. The actual little of a cholera poskin, Moshe Rotze Beloha, the Kavan Adiri Atas, Umashed Epshaloma, the Yashiv Devrehem, Shoye Keneged Mishnah for Resh and Sanal. We Mishnah for Resh and Sanal. Mr. Mayor says, you can pull it out with one hand, you are pot. The Chacham say, Yechayev, Abbas Yechayev, it's not so tight. So how can you tell him the kasha umah only if it's very tight? If it's very tight, you can't put that with one hand. This is the kasha. Build off his kasha.
Same kasha as the
same kasha we saw yesterday. Same kasha. Look what he says. Naktim loshin ha-mishnah. Meyamah kol kesha shu yorocho ati mechzmi yodav el chayav lov. V'yesh lomar. The ein apirish, which I learned my whole life. The rabbon and chayav, af shiachat yemechaz miyodav. Shem hudak. That's what we always thought, no? No, fakert. The rabbonan, but he throws it a different twist. Different twist than the Rablazim Moshe. The rabbonan, kol keshe she'enu ma'isa uman, potter. Afagav she'enu yachat yemechaz miyodav. He doesn't say it, but it's a good raya because the case in the Mishnah is Gamalim and Sapan. Those are specialist sailors and camel drivers, yeah? V'alzeh poligam meyeh v'yomer t'kol keshe sh'yokal t'yabiyach v'yodav 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 k'lomar avu keshe sh'yene yokal t'yabiyach v'yodav chayav v'lof avu pi sh'yene maise umon elu maise hedyit ובדיוק לדבר המאה שמינת במאי דפליגר בן נלאי אבל גוף דבר המאה שהקשע ניוח לציר בערב יורף אין חיום נלאב לא פליגר בן נלאי כלל כאן לרבון את פוטר ושקשע כסה ועד אין המאי סאומון said a brilliant idea maybe that's what the oats and mefors and COVID was referring to but I couldn't see it till he spelled it out ועל יפולי בינינו פירש כזה מות נזח no? Ramey is something that's being made because it's really a machmir. No, it's beferish and mishonim. The kein zem betzina bet mishta ksuv besmucha daf kuf. Shetai boavasi kuf yud gimel amar al. Rabosai, open the kuf yud gimel amar al. What does the mishnah say? Koshen li etcetera. Rab Yehuda mate klal om Rab Yehuda. Kol keshe she'en eshel kayama ein chayav an olav. Oh, boch Hashem, azam min mekel Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, boy. The biggest mekel. Same as a mey as a mekel. Such and such ein chayavin. Rabbi Yehuda also mekel ein chayavin. Yeah, watch. Slow. Chos va toises. Take a look. Toises right in front of us. First toises. Right, the third line. Hori kama. Kol keshe she'en eshel kayama Ein chayav an olav. Rabbi Yehuda said it. Ho shel kayama chayav an olav vafilu aniva. Oh, fakert. It's a top tais kufi gimel. It's fakert. Rabbi Yehuda sounds like it's being made. It's being machmir by saying that kol keshe nekama ein chayav means any keshe which still shkarama. You would be chayav, including what? Including even an aniva. Tafuki with Rabbana, the Rabbana Aniva, Lavai Lakshira, woohoo! Don't wonder about what I said. And he was preceded by Rabbana Zabai Shaharwitz, if I didn't have it. It wasn't in print. That Rabbi Meir is really a Machmir because the Chatol said about Rabbi Yehuda. The expression sounds like he's making really be Machmir. What do you see? Haray! With the Yuka de Rabbi Yehuda, Shamina de Polga Rabbana, I will etzen de Rabbi Yehuda. For sure. So standing over Rav Meir, Rabbanim make kilim yoser Rav Meir. We saw in the Kofas Mefarshim. The laws of Moshe. The Yav she'edu yochal atir biyachas miyadav. He says, he throws him in Shavlon. Do not have im eino ma'isa uman potter kanal. Rav Meir has known from that. He's saying as follows: Rabbanon, I'm making more than Rav Meir, because Rabbanon will say they agree with Rav Meir's kula. That if you can pull it out with one hand, it's potter. They say even if you cannot pull it out with one hand, you're still potter. That's the kasher uma. According to Rav Meir, as long as you can pull it out with one hand, no matter how even if it is my uma, the same as Tosa said, as long as what it's shel kayama. You chayiv not only an aniva. Same al mishkal echad. The same thing. It sounds like it's a kula. It's really a chumrah.
It's only according
to the Rif and the Rambam. All this whole mitzvah thing. That's he's like, yeah, that's right. He's going with this Rif and the Rambam. Rabbi Lozomayshu is going even to us. Right. Yes.
According to the shita, if it's a mitzvah hedya and not shel kayama, but you can't pull it out with one hand, what would Rabbi Meir say? Would he apply the chumrah there too?
Good question.
Yeah.
The assumption is, as Maya said, you can't pull that with one hand. That's to work with that assumption. Maya said, like the Shulchan Aruch, very tight. You can't pull it out. It's my hedges is not sold out. You can't pull it out. That's what they were. That's what they were. That's what they were assuming before. That's what they weren't. That's what he's assuming. I think.
But now Rebbe
Moshe Harav,
his
does not go into. He never mentioned Uman and Hedges. Did he? Rebbe Moshe mentioned Uman and Hedges. I don't remember. Turn back to the Rush. I thought he wasn't going with the Rambam. Forget from minute to minute. I didn't think he mentioned. What does he say? Rebbe Moshe. In the bottom. Again, let's repeat. Rameh lachmur yasi lo malam shen potel lachshiochal tiyo biyachad miyazim. Lafuki kesher chozok she'eino shel kayoma. The same as the Ketosah Shulchan says, he doesn't require uman, he doesn't require shel kayoma. So it's a bigger kul. L'kulo shach levarit kesher gamal matanin yod biyachad miyazim. Quote of Yehuda, similarly, we don't pass like him. We pass partner by Aniva, the Chamir Mikesher, Shalatia Biachas Miyada, can be in Bresh Pirkin. One son. Anyway, I couldn't help showing you this because it's a much lengthier exposition of the fundamental principle that we saw, that the Rosh Hashanah said before him. He preceded the Ketosah Shulchan. But they're not finished yet. Boy, this is a mamish brilliant shot. You have the Gemara. What's that in front of you? First, quote the Gemara. Tama the Rabbi Meir, Mishum Yachad Yemechaz Miyadavu. For Nabi Yachad Hero. Odil Matana Meir Mishum Tlomedek, for Medek Teku. Fine. With the boy Aniva the Rabbi Meir, Im Chayav Al Potter Muchach. To the Rabbanon, to Mechayvi biyochal atiru biyechas miyadav, according to the what? What the what? Bialochas pshat, and everyone else except till he disagreed. Alright. Kol shekain, to Mechayvi bi'aniva davi mehedek gamkein. Pshhh. Shechayev is everyone else till the, up until the bialocha. Exclude Rabbi Elazar Moshe. Who? He also lived before the Bi'alacha. I'm not sure how much before. Yeah. Uve'em is Kaimelon. Da'niva Mutter. Da'lav Keshu Klal. Ha'fil miskayim kachli olam. As we'll say later on. What's going on? If we pass Da'niva is Mutter. It's a Kavachom or what? If Da'niva called every mayor. Chayim apot. Rabban, there were more machmir, that's what everyone assumed until now. They say, Yechayev Yochatim Yachim Yodav. Be'alacha said so. So, Koshka, the Mechayev Ibaniva, Tavi Mahadik. So, why ask the Kasha, Le Rabbi Meir, why do I call the Rabban? We pass in Aniva's Mutter. So, how can that be? You have a shada, whether the Dover Kal, relatively, Yochav Be'ayivarav, Be'echav Miyodav, is Chayav HaPotah, but the Bechamo we paskin, the what? That it's Mutter. I can have a clear about the Bechamo, it's Chayav HaPotah, the Halacha we paskin, that it's Mutter. One second. V'yol Kosher, came the Rabban and even Mutter, to Lav Keshu Klal, Madua Borav, the Rabbi Meir Mao, name it Gam, the Rabbi Meir Mutter, to Lav Keshu Klal, Afushi Pluklo Mapshinon, Rabosai, we know that we pass in an Afkuf Yud Gimel, Aniva is nothing. So Aniva is nothing. So why are you climbing up a mountain to suggest that it's a problem according to Rabbi Meir? Mapatom, should be Het Gomer. What's the Shaila? What's the Shaila? Why should it be Yosef? According to the Rosh, it'd be Yashiv. Kavod Asano. We didn't get to the Kavod Asano yet. He said, he answered Tosfos Kasha. A very simple answer to Tosfos Kasha. The Baniva Lechud Gam Rabbi Meir Mutter, Vaiboy Begemoro Baniva Gabi Kesher. That's the answer to Tosfos Kasha, the first Tosfos. two different animus. Okay? Memelem Yushev Kushanal. Why? And if I got a kesher, it must have the kayama, maybe MS kesher shall kayama kibuba poskin. Therefore, the rabbanon, the mechaibi, again, assuming like the beer lochem, beyachal atir, beyachas miyadav, apal pisha eno mahudak, koshkein, the mechaibi by nima, I got a kesher, so we're talking over here, chen alocha, hay boy rakal, but there will be may, it was makil. According to the Ramba, may no chayav rakal kesher kayama, my suuman, Shilta Giborim says, what does it mean? Something what? And even Gabi Kesher is not a Maisa Uman. Potler Abonah, Mechom Yaniva, Afil Gabi Kesher. Kosher Kanal. Madui Bola, Limit of Meshe, Mekle Yosef Rabonah. Why should he be a Machmer? Rabonah Mekle, why should he be a Machmer? He perished now? No! Rabonah Pting Armeh, Lekula! Armeh is a Machmer. Tafilo Eni Yochati, Abiyachas Miyodah, Mekom Yom Potler, Mekle Yomasi Uman. Came by Niva, got me kesher, the aid of my Zayuma, Yogalatir, Viachal Meyodom, Kosh came, then Chayov and Allah, according to Rabbanon, Rabbanon will be a Mekilin, Pasaf and Gemara, leave it to me, Meir, and Philo ain't of my Zayuma, Chayov, Fain a Potter by Yogalim Yachal Meyodom, and she stopped it by Niva, Mao, came at the Mehadik, after the Chayov, and Philo Yachal Meyachal 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 And this answers the Kedaka Moshe's Kashi to Mesi Yosef. It's not Das Rav Meir. No! Kam the Rabbanan Potter, the end of Maisa Uman. As Rabbanan Moshe would say, Kam the Rabbanan Potter without throwing in the Maisa Uman, right? But it's the same fundamental terrors. I couldn't resist showing to you. Kerabosai, Adkan, what he says. Good? Adkan. Adkan, what he said. But now, Rabbanan, what about the Korban Asam? What did the Korban Asam say? Hard to understand what he said. We just started yesterday. Go back to today. Help me figure it out.
Do you think Rabbi Meir argued that
he's not discussing that? He didn't discuss that. We will discuss that. But sure, hope today. He didn't get into that. Hope to discuss it today. Mitzvah. Now Rabbosai. Let's get to see what the Korban Asano said. What did he say? Complicated what he said, I must tell you. It is complicated, I'm not denying it. It is significantly complicated. But, let's look and see what it says. And with me so far, look please in the Korban Asano, 15th parak. Listen carefully. But nearly, I both say you have to hold on here. This is not easy. Mishum dibaya b'gemara aniva l'rabmeir ma fimash anoma d'rabmeir polig b'aniva ikal l'meimah atanakama lo polig olav b'kesher sheyokal atir b'yachas ayodav den chayav nolav. No, the Tanakama can agree to that. That we saw already until now. Ach b'idah chalukah below Polig Baniva Atanakama, according to the Tzaddik, there's no machlokas. So, Chloba Atanakama, Mechaye, Bekesher, Sheyokal Atiro, Biachas, Miyodov, Keva, the Hai, Boy, Koi, Beteku. What did he say over here? Go slowly. What did he say? What did he say? What did he say? Going slow. I would like to read the end of the Korban Asano first. I think it's going to be easier for us to cut the very end. Vida, big bold letters. Vida, end of the line. Tosus hamakshin amaylo poshet haibayim the tanya lekamon the kosher es el onvo for kama the pesachim mukalak the haibtats for man li nira del toit fimashem mechalek amorachai daniel lechud lo avi kesher avaniva legabi kesher chayav chatos kelo kosher midi. That's in Kufyu Gimel. Vayiboyin in Kufyu Aleph. Koaniva kesher tachto. Meridik. As we saw that quote in the Sotah Shulchan. What a beautiful answer. That's Vistaris. 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 The truth is he the first one to say it? No. No, not, I mean, first to say it explicitly, but he should have quoted it. Maybe he says quote, I didn't see it quickly, but I don't think he did. From an offer to Tosfos. Abaya Amar, Riddle Tame, watch. Tosfos Erev and Sarizayin Abaya. It's on the Marma comes. I mean, Meir Deshore Bechadosh is Kasova the Lav Kshiri. The Tema, the Baye Breshe El Ksharim, Menivra Meir Kshiri Im Lav, the Koy Beteku. Oh, Marie, watch this now. Tohosim in Kufir Aleph. B'mehedik. V'hocha in Tzadizayin and Erevin. Below Mehedik. It's exactly the same idea as the Korban Esnado said. The Gemara on Kufir Aleph is B'mehedik. What do you mean Mehedik? Aniva Gavi Kesher. Right? And the Gemara elsewhere, well, it's with me Erevin, elsewhere could be Pesachim. Wherever the elsewhere is, says the Korban Asanel, it's going on Aniva Lechudei. And he buys only Aniva Agabe Kesher Tachton, or what he would call Mehedik. So it's along the same lines that the Korban Asanel said, two different cases. It's found already in the Tosfos Meforash Ne'erivin, Daf Tzadi Zayin. Fine. What about this? Now go back to Dr. Moshe's Kasha. Why in the world did the Beis Yosef quote the Shiboli Aleket and said what? From Tosefta, and said what? Ein yochel latir v'yachem evarav ein chayoven. That's only Rabbi Meir. We don't pass in that way. Nearly, and picking up back to the beginning, the brackets. Should the Baya be Gemara anival Rabbi Meir mahu? That's our Gemara on Kufir Av on the Beis. Shimasha no never the Rabbi Meir poligan anival. Let's hear Rabbi Meir would say that what? What? The Rameyer says you are so hard to get the directions over here. Chayev? According to the Tzad, the Rameyer hold you be Chayev, pulling in the sense that he is Chayev you by Aniva. That's Yachal, that's Potter. But his polygy disagrees on that general ptur when it comes to aniva. According to that side of the Gemara, he by kufir alf and beis. Ikalim emar tanakama lo polyg alof does not argue with Rabbi Meir. Bekesha sheyochol atiru biyachas miyadav the ain chayav in alof. They agree your potter. So what do they disagree about? Aniva? Aniva, a mayor says what? Yechayev, and they say a potter. So once again, a mayor is a bigger machmer. It's coming to the same conclusion as before. Ach me'idah chaluka to lo polig ba'aniva atanakama. There are mayors says what? Aniva is potter. The other side of the chakira, the bayan of kufir aleph. Tzorch loma. Tanakama. But that's has to be some achloka somewhere. So he says he's a switch hitter. You can bash either side of the plate. He can say, Mez Mamacher, Mez Mamekel. That's the Chiddush Nifl over here in the Korban Asanel. It's a help cup over here. Tanakama Mechayev Vekesher, Sheyokol Atir Viachas Miyodov. And then Rabbanan are more Machmir than Rab Meir. You can't tell which way is right. Kevin Ay Boy Boy Korban Tablis. depends on which side of the Ibai you take, whether Rabbanim or Mekam or Rabbanim or Machmir. Jim Kane Vadai, Misafek or Chayvol, we don't know, so we can't be Chayvol. Can cause the Ramban, the Ritva, Begamot, Tzitzvillin, the Keshem, Merupa, Shari, Ayin Shum. Ay, it's only Rabbi Meir? No. Rabbanim holds that way as well.
Yeah,
I do not know. I mean, he wouldn't bring a carbon, I guess. Unusual. Apizay Yishavti, what says in Ebenezer, in Seder Chalitza, Sekon Samachal, Shem Doli Ashkenaz. What do they do when they have Chalitza Shub? Beis Ksharim Refuyim, this is true, it's true to this day. You make two loose knots that can be pulled out with one hand. Vachakach Osim Aniva, and you make a bow. The aniva kayamim kula matkan. The beinon kesher sheyochol lahate biyachas miyodel the lead bilti siyuas yatzmo. You're together with one hand. It's lefty chalitz is no good. Mishamachit tzricha nasas kesher roughly. You make it too tight. You need two hands. It's no good. But the problem is after the osa chaluka the boilon the pligi be aniva ulechule alva kesher roughly eino chayev olov. Rabban agreed to Rav Meir, if you can pull it with one hand, it's loose. You're not chayev. Im kein kesher roughly lo havi kesher. It's no good for chalitza either. So what do you do? Lukak osin aniva. Lutana kama havi kesher gomor. V'chayev olav chatas. Quoted that time the boya. Enough kuf yud alef. Lokastam asnisi. Ava gav the stam b'raisa ela onvo. I'm not sure what it's referring to. Mikol makom, stam the masnisim, stam the brayser, kamik stam the mishnah. What are you referring to? What are you referring to? Which gemara? What daf? Kufir gimel alf. What are you referring to? Uraminu. Yeah, there's three narrow lines. Lo yekosher ala onvo. That's a stam brayser. That's called Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, yeah, we don't pass in that way. Why not? You pass like what? Stam Mishnah. What's Stam Mishnah? Hold on. What is Stam Mishnah saying? Stam Brayser Onvo. Stam Mishnah. Come to Stam Mishnah. What does Stam Mishnah say? Say Yechayev? Yeah. You know why? Because Rabbi Yehuda says, Kokesha. But Aniva is Chayav Olav, as we saw before. Maybe Tana Kamel's.
Okay. You
mean our Mishnah on Kufyud Aleph and Beis? That's so confusing. The Mishnah didn't have Kufyud Aleph, a price of Kufyud Gimel. Now I understand. Okay, good. Well, we're not done yet.
Why do you assume you need? Not for
let's assume that for the moment. You're right.
Even though you'd want to say the same at the beginning.
Yes, he's assuming that way. Hold on. If you know my depoli bekesher roughly, umeanibala who's going to be Mishnah? Yeah, it's not found in the Mishnah at all. Can hide in the klala, daniva lab kshirihi, because stam b'raisa. Okay, because it's not against the Mishnah if that's the case. Ela onvo, let's call the post say. Okay. I stand by Perik Basra the Erevin Chadoshes Peturis Shmami not the Sfila Aniva Kshiri. Look at my Chidushim. I said it's not Stami. Can Kesher Rav the Tanakama Havi Kesher Gabor? Okay. Osen Kesher Rav with Aniva the Yotzim of Manashon. It's a Charifus. Because the one time the Chakir Yotzim with the Kesher Rav, we don't do that with the Aniva. This is a really fancy shtickle Peturah. Explain the minute that we have by Chalitza Shus. I mean, it's amazing. It's a hard thing. I have to chazer a few times. It's a little complex. Fine. Good.
In the
According to one side, the aniva works. According to the other side, the kesher rafi works.
If the machlokes is that aniva, then the kesher rafi works.
If we pass aniva is nothing, then the kesher rafi works. And if we pass aniva is something, then the kesher rafi doesn't have to be anything. The kesher works out. You got to write it out longhand. It's a little complicated, but it does work. It does work.
At the beginning of the comments on what was it that the Luke is talking
about? Chalukah means, he used the word we should use, one side of the Ibaya. So we use a different expression. According to one side of the Ibaya, according to the other side of the Ibaya. He used the word Chalukah. That throws you off a little bit. Different vocabulary. That's what he's driving at. With me? A little bit. Oh, how many times did you go over it? 10? You have to go to many times to figure what he's saying, but it works out. It works out. It really does work out. As a matter of fact, I want to show you the Rashash. The Rashash. It's all from the Ma'amar Kamos, I believe. Very beginning of the parak, cook it out from the base. Page Samach in our print, in the Yalkut Mefarshim on the bottom. Last piece and cook it out of the base. It's exactly saying the same thing. We always think the Gemara sounds like it's saying the what Rabosai aniva is more chomer, but no. Quote the one that's more kal. The aniva shor shama chatchila. V'chatani and chayov and all the mashal ha'isur yiko. Lishas, come on. I'm just pointing out, not going to the prot of what's promised to Rashash, that this possibility exists. Rabosai. We had a kasha. The Mogan Avraham says, Aniva gabe kesher is not a maisa uman. So the question becomes, why you chayav according to Yehuda by Aniva? Why? So you have the Nezer discuss this, that you're not chayav on Aniva, what do you chayav on the original kesher? Aniva is nothing. So the kesher itself is not shaluman. The aniva is nothing. So therefore, even though aniva is a maisa uman, according to Abiyudi b'chayev, but according to us that aniva is nothing, that's not a maisa uman. The kesher is not a maisa uman. The aniva is a maisa uman. It's not a kesher. That's important to understand to answer that question. As a matter of fact, on both sides, the whole sugya Erevin, which we spent time on before, is an important sugya. But before I get to the sugya Erevin, which I have to get to, I want to show you something else which I discovered. We'll count the Erevin in a minute. A few minutes. It's a long minute.
An aniva is not a maisimul. Sorry, an aniva which is a maisimul would be also there abundant, no? According to the written
rabbi. I'm saying, right. So the kash in the Magen Avraham was, how can you tell me I need a gabba kash not a maisimul, but Rabbi Yehuda said you're chayev? And the Rambam says you have to be a ma'aseh uman. The answer is, if aniva itself is a ma'aseh uman, it's true. So according to Yehuda, you're chayav. But according to us, aniva is nothing. I aniva got a kesher with Yasser, because of the original kesher. And the original kesher is not a ma'aseh uman. And the aniva subsequently is nothing. So therefore, it's not a ma'aseh uman, so we can allow it. That's based on the Magen Avraham. Fine. What I discovered, Rabosai, which I wanted to tell you about, we spoke about this already yesterday, the day before a little bit, about the definition of kosher and tofer, and the difference between them. I'm going to re-examine it, based on this beautiful sefer called the Siv Chai. Been there before, the Siv Chai. How do we explain the difference between kosher and tofer? So we explained until now, the machlokes is tofer amalecha schibor, like kosher, right? And therefore, tofer amanas the kroa, is the same as kosher masahatir's mutter. Oh no! Tofer is a yitzira. You made a garment. Rabbos said, when they made my suit, what did they put the threads together? They created a garment. Made your shirt. They created a garment. It's a yitzira. You follow me? That's what we said. Last week, I guess it was. I think so. Only this week. I can't remember exactly the days. Fine. So I saw it over here. It's exactly the reverse. I gotta tell you what he says. We thought, what? Kosher is certainly a melechas chibur. And tofer is maybe the yetzirah. He wants to say exactly the reverse. No. Exactly the reverse. The fact by kosher, according to Rashi, kosher is mishum chibur. Chibur, simple chibur. And therefore tofu, which is chibur, is like kosher. According to the Rambam, he says, no, kosher is mishum yitzira. That's why you require a kesher shel uman. One second. And that's why it was the malacha of Yitzira. It should be Aser Amanas Lahatir, like by Bona. So that's why I can never imagine this possibility. It's impossible, Rabbi Nisib Chaim. How can it be that the Rambam himself says that Kesha Shal Hedyo, Sheena Shal Kayama, is Mutter, but we don't take into account Eina Shal Kayama in malachas of Yitzira? That's why I could never even consider this possibility. You know what the answer is? Two shinuyim. The heter of amanas lahater itself would not work by kosher going to the Rambam because of the melechas yitzira. It's like building amanas to destroy. It's like writing amanas to erase. Wouldn't work. But over here, it's doubly removed from kosher d'oraisa. Number one, rabosai, it's not a maisa uman. And number two, it is amanas lahater shortly. Combination of both makes it mutter. As opposed to the case, I write an amanas to erase. No, but that writing was a deraisa. So amanas erase won't help. I'm born a mass to destroy. Deraisa won't help. But here, where it's kosher, hedyot, amanas lahater, it's only the rabbana, and it's also amanas lahater, tu shinuyim. That's what he says. Yeah?
But
Amanas Lahat
here, if it is a kind of
Ulman,
it also
would be Rabbanah. True. But it's also with Rabbanah. Remains also with
Rabbanah.
So
Amanas Lahat here is enough to get it out of being
Doraisa,
even though it's not
zero? No. Amanas cannot get it out of Doraisa. Maybe you're right. It might be Doraisa. I know, I take it back. Oh, you're asking Akasha.
Yeah, he's saying one.
Whoa! So if that's the case, if a manas lahat should not be left us at zero, so what should it then be? Again, by a kesher uman, a manas lahat should be the raisa. How's it fit into the Rambam? Rambam seems to say not that way. So wait a sec. Let's go back to the drawing board.
Should I put
on the Sibchai?
Yeah, why
not?
Also, how do you argue that the Rambam
he's assuming that a Rambam holds that Tofa is a Meleches Chibur, and if a Tova Master Crow is going to be Mutter. Where, do Rambam ever say it anywhere? I don't know. But Kosh is a Meleches Yitzira. Okay? And therefore, you need a Kesha Uman. And a Kesha Uman would also be Asur Amanas Lahata. The question, what level is would that be? That's the tricky point. Would that be the right to Rabbon? So let's go back to that. You have page numbers? How does it work over there? Do you have a wrong safe? What are you doing here? Is this? What? You had it once before. Zotar HaChachma.
Zotar HaChachma.
He has on Basra, Baba Matia, Baba Kama, Pesachim, Ribbis.
First one,
where's the first one?
This one.
Where?
This one, the different author.
Different author?
I mean, it's not.
No.
Not that one. Yeah.
So, maybe we got on the other one. What's it called? Hebrew books?
Yeah. possible. I don't know.
I have it here.
You have it?
I don't know if you do a new poster. I got it.
Yeah, let me
I mean, I know how to get it.
You're trying the new...
new user interface.
Does that come back?
Come back.
I don't know how to type. Okay, now try it here. Ooh. Try to type in instead of finding it.
In there?
Combination of techies here.
So now the one that has the 7, click on the
7.
Click on the 7.
Click on the 7.
Yeah.
And then Shabbos.
Now Shabbos on the bottom.
Look at that! That's unbelievable!
How do I open this?
How do you get this?
Press on the second one. How do you open it? Shabbos, the bottom. This one, try it.
How do I open it?
One of those buttons.
More information? Maybe.
If you double click, it should come
here
up.
Here it is. Double click.
I'm double clicking. I have no idea.
Oh. We have it on the screen. How are we going to get these?
You right click it.
Maybe it's loading.
You have it on your screen. Why can we get it on the screen?
Pesach Saver.
Pesach Saver. Yes. Wow. Victory. Thank you so much.
Page
Kuf Lamed Ches. 138. Oh, those are the Kuf Lamed Ches. Thank you very much, Rabbi. So you guys are experts. Very good. How do I get this out? How do I get this blocking? Press here? Afraid to do anything here. Afraid to do anything. Thank you. Oh. Keshel Kayam. Yesh lachem v'mahus chachir v'molechas kosher. The two tzedadim. Kiyuv v'mishem v'molechas yitzira. Hainu shiyotza tikkun chonash b'yetzim ha'kshir kein v'molechas kosev. Tadbeis, no! It's a chibur. Like tofer. But you can see, he assumes it's chibur. Hakira zu yisyashav heidav shidas Rashi v'Rosh yisbo machlokos Rashi v'Rach v'Ramba. Rashi holds the second tzad. Mishum chibur. Therefore, the chiddush ain v'shar malachas the mishum ochi hitiru lechatchila keshen shakayama klal kevin shen zeh chibur klal ain kan tzuras malacha klal. As opposed to Owel, chiyuv mishum yitzivas davar chodesh v'zeh af shein lekayama klal mikol makom yesh kan tzuras malacha shiyotzav davar chodesh mishum ochi. Oh, he gave the answer. Osir Rabbonim. And if I make a tent, I'm going to destroy it an hour later, it's only Osir Rabbonim. It's a Chiddush. That's what he's saying. But that answers your question. With that assumption. The Rif hold, no! The first side. Yitzira, Tikkun Chodosh, on the Kesher Uman. Yeah! And therefore, even if you have a cloud, Osir Rabbonim, the Midi Oil. Only Bebei Shinuim, I tell you that. Tavishinu Godol Hitiu Lechatchil. That's why I never contemplated that line. Patient. I never dreamt of it. This is how he answered the question. Now, the Shad, you compare Tov for the kosher. Yeah, it's a question. A whole long this Shad. I'm going to the problem now. The material hold like Rashi and Osim hold like the Ramba. Called the Rashi kosher, this Chadish head of the Chadchila, Bekeshen, Shokayam, Klal. Why? Because kosher is Ikam, Lechas, Chibor. And therefore, depending on the topic of Shira, as man kotzer is not a Hebrew cloud, so you can learn Tofer as well, because Tofer is also a Hebrew, and therefore the Alta not a Hebrew, is not a Malacha cloud, but a Chathila. Oh, the Ostrom hold like the Rach, all of B'chol HaMalachas, Osu Chazak, Shor Osu Malacha, Shena Shol Kayam, HaKamisina Be'erav, Edav Kubbeis, and Beis, Edav Lamed Beis, Osu Afilu Shena Kayam, a cloud. Hodi Tiyo, B'kol Shana, B'sham, Yesh, Beis Shinuyim. Sheino shel kayama v'gam eino hashu umam. And the mizeh l'tofa shal malachis. Everything's backwards. Gotta love it. Oh. This is the first thing he says. Not much backwards of what he said until now. But now, Rabbi Osai, skip a couple of pages. Something very, very interesting. fascinating. V'nira li to be so zeh Yavua, according to the Rambam, the real hold that kosher is with Yitzira and Tofer not. Yavua heitev achilik bein melechas kosher and melechas Tofer. We had two, what were our two answers until now? The Aruch HaShulchan said what? Because if it's kosher, there remains two items. Tofer becomes one item. And someone else said if you have a third item, the chud between them, the kevus and Mishnah, is no. Yavua heitev achilik bein melechas kosher and melechas Tofer. The very essence. The kosher ikara melechas yitzira. Umishum hachi boy kasha uman. Vitofer ikara melechas chibu bulvad. You don't need uman melechas tofer. It's enough for the Rambam. Enough for the Rambam? Why for the Rambam? The perek yud alocha ches kot the posel chavola minach hutzin minach chelef minach chutei tzemel minach chutei pishnach chutei seir told us kosher v'chayv. Halachiyat Aleph, Madbet Niyoros, told us Tofer. Rabban Tovav is there. Was in Psalzach Avon, was told us Kosher. And Madabat Niyoros is told us Tofer. Hagramat, who's that? Moshe Feinstein. Igris Moshe Chelik Beis, Shubha Pek Dalet. Chelik the Tofer, like the Aruch HaShulchan. The Tofer, Yikorla, Solsam Dover, Echol, Aydei Atfira. Mashek and Kosher, Shemechabe Beis Vorem, Aydei Kesher, Vinisha Beis Vorem, Rakshe Mechubor, and Aydei Kesher. Okay, that's meant that beautiful teretz. No, kashali. Rashi kufid alfed beis kosev. The very first Rashi in the perek. Open up the very first Rashi in the perek. What does he say? Veiluk sharim hamenuye bavas melachas the katani akosh ramatir keshel kayamush eno matir leolam dumya. The koshrei chute yirios hanifsokos. Rashi made it up. Who thinks Rashi made this up? It's before the Gemara. Ayat Aleph and Beis. Slowly. Goes to Rashi as opposed to Gemara. I'll see you in a minute. Yeah. For the chora, chute yirios shakoshrem nasim echad ekshira. The guy made derech liftoch hakeshel kididafidim yos enoch lechavchem. If you tie something that a curtain, and one of the threads of the curtain gets untied, you tie it, that's not to be taken apart again. That's a good kasha. That's an excellent kasha against our Chashuv and Rav Moshe. What do you do with this Rashi? I'll come back in a minute. Because we said the chilek is poshut. To kosher ikara yitzira. They have a posel chevel. Ayadei zeh yotzer tikun chodosh. Her raise told us kosher. Vashek and Madbik Niyara, Shekhan Yitzirak Kibur, is told us tofer. And he says, he throws in, look at Bir Alocha, Shin Yudal Tzivches Chos Halif Shisua, the Rashi Polik, who is feared the Posel Chavolim and Uchayim Hashem Kosher, Tzun Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. Why is he mentioning this here? Why is he mentioning this over here? I mean, how do you learn Pshat in the Tzivchan? Why is he mentioning this over here? That's what I think he's driving at.
Why is Rashi found
by the Aruch HaShulchan? Because the Aruch HaShulchan says kosher is only if you're going to be remain two separate entities. You tie, you untie, you tie, you untie. But here, it's only one entity. You have a curtain, something got cut, one thread. Once you tie it together again, it's not going to come out again. That's part of the curtain. Two different things, yes?
Maybe he's mentioning it because this whole board that kosher the seer always within the Rambam when he's kesherum, but Rashi doesn't need kesherum, so that's why Tosafot all them together.
Excellent, excellent, Mamish, excellent. I'll get to it in 1 second. The answer is, he didn't call kasher of the Gemara, because look at the Gemara and Dalet. Look very carefully in Ayin Dalet. Look very carefully. Rashi quoted Ahav Aminu. Hele Garachi quoted a Havamina. Not like it, no? I mean, you know, someone's in a Mishnah before the Gemara comes to a conclusion, and before the Sugi quotes a Havamina. But here it's, how many blot later? 37 blot later, he quotes a Havamina. Look at the Gemara. Shira Mishkanecha Avoi. Oberaba, you say this a halacha. Fact the Gemara, caution us after. Am Abaye? Or get your real shnivs gonna have nima kosher also. Only Rava. He wants the kosher. Matir Michael the Mema. The Chitema the Mitzrayim the Trei Chutei Kitri Vali Adod the Shorik Chad the Kot the Chad Hash the Melch Mach Bosu Dami also again. No more from Gishbaru. Also. Ela my Rava. Chitema Rabbi Eloi. Shkain Sode Chilazon Kosher Numatirin. Why did Rashi quote the wrong Gemara? He quoted the Havamina. He quoted the Havamina. So again, why he quoted B'Alach HaShin Yudal, because he maybe meant that it's a Yitzira, and according to Rashi, it's not the definition of kosher, and even as a Chibur, there's no Kesher Mamish, you're Potter according to Rashi. Rashi is against the Rambam. As you said, it's Hava Hatalia. You twist things, it's not a kosher. Not a kesher, and therefore, that's what maybe he's driving at. A yitzira it is. The Rambam l'shitaso it's yitzira. You did create a new thing called a braided thread. But according to Rashi, who disregards the concept of yitzira, it might assume plays no role. So then maybe they would disagree. That's the shitas. That's what he had in mind. That's what I think he has in mind. He never spelled it out. But what about this kasha? Why is Rashi quoting Havamin? I'll tell you why. Because if you have the maskara of Gemara, so the chilazon, Rabbi Osai, there you could say it's not one thing. You have a net. Now your net is made, what did Rashi say? An iron dollar on with base. Anyone go fishing with nets over here? Tzadik Elazin, last three lines. Litzboa atcheles bedama, who can be dark cotton vole achas of shivim shana, koshin of material, shekol rishasos asuyus ksharim ksharim. All that are just knocked one after the other. Fein kishre kayama, upamish et sarach lethal chutin, the resh azu, the host of azu, matte mikan, the koshin mikan. So it's not fully one unit. Because there's an expectation you're going to detach and attach and reattach in a different place. So therefore, he only quotes the Rashi, he doesn't quote this Gemara. This Gemara doesn't prove anything.
How do you say the nature of kosher is that it has to be the olam to be the kosher shakayama, but the nature of it is that it is two different entities that are joined together.
He says no, that's incorrect. Because Rashi quotes on the Kufi Aleph, kosher is. That's incorrect.
How do you see the issue with that from Rashi? I don't understand.
Because there, no. According to Rav Moshe and Rav HaShulchan, it should not be considered to be kosher. Kosher means I tie it, I plan to untie it. They're two different units. They stay two different units. Right now they're tied, they can become untied. Yeah, kosher chilazon is that way. We saw in Rashi. But Urias? Urias?
It needs to be kayama.
No, more than the kayama. Once you tie it, you have a whole curtain. The curtain has 10,000 threads. And one thread ripped. So you're going to fix it. So now you have, that's part of the curtain. It's not going to be undone later on. It's part of the curtain. That's mamish, like part of my suit. Ah, it's a good kasha. I want to get out of that kasha. You want to get out of it? Not the mascara. That's how you get out of it. It's exactly why. Now, I'm not the first person in history to ask a question of why Rashi quoted a Havamina. I'm not the first person to ask almost anything. But this one, yes, I'm sorry.
Why is Nasho Kayama Kotzer if we learn from the Mishkan the whole case of kosher is you tie the untied, you move it around, you tie it again. Why should it not, it's not permanent, be Kotzer to tie the Achila?
I guess when they fish them and tie the nets, presumably, they tied the nets long term, by how you find long term. There was no set time by which they had to untie it. That's what we said, no set time. No set time. I'm sorry? Right, I'm saying, because there's no set time. Yeah, like you buy a car, planned obsolescence, right? The car's supposed to last forever. But the mice, something's going to go wrong, but it's not planned that way. That's very good. Well said.
what you saw in history by the Tzaddik laws that they were trying to understand is become untidy.
No, look at who would ever fish with a net in his life? A bunch of city boys. Says Rashi, Tzaddik Hilazon, Kosher the Matir, next to the last line, Shekor Shosos Asuyas Ksharim Ksharim, and Kishre Kayama, you plan to leave it there forever. But you never know. Pomim should sorrow lethal chut and the Rajazul, also Vazu, Matim Kalashimakam, but that's not the plan. That's plan B if something went wrong. But still considered Shekayama, there's no different in time by which you want to undo it.
That's different than
Urias because. No, Urias is part of a curtain. What's hard to understand? Urias is supposed to be. Urias is the thread that you just now fixed up is an integral part of the curtain. No less than the thread on my suit is part of my suit. That's why I was like the Aruch Hashulchan. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. So
it,
what you said, what you say very simply, like normally kosher is a chibur of two things, but there's no reason to say that. But by Urias, certainly I'm chayav if I tie the Urias. That the Urias is worse than your average knot. Your average knot, I tie it even though it's something that even though it doesn't totally join the two things, and it's just it's enough. The chibur to be still chayav. So now in a case where I tie it, it's going to be there forever. So the fact that it is better than the chibur makes you padra kosher. I don't understand what the...
Yes! It's part of my kosher. Because kosher is all these things which are... I tie two things together, they still retain their independent identity, but they're tied together. That's what Rabbi Shulchan said. I showed you on the Rabbi Shulchan yesterday on the screen.
If you
actually went and did more, it would actually... Yes, you do more patayim. If you make it part of the garment, patayim. Oh. Where are we? Why? The same thing happened last time. I pressed your dial, and Tesla came to your dial. It must have the goofus. Call Rabbi Ilan and tell them there's something wrong with this. Kivega and Shabbos. Okay. Kashali! Okay? The Rav quotes. Who did the Rav, Evelyn Mishnais, who did the Rav copy more than anybody else? Well, anybody else, by far. Rashi, he has a Rambam often, but he copies Rashi left and right. Here too, Kosher Chut and Urias of Sukkim. Wait a minute. Kosher Li, Zed the Kosher Urias of Sukkim, Zarinik of Kalgado, the Saka Daitoch. It's only half a meter. Fachakak, Tama, the Rambam, Tirasa, Kosher, Matam, Aikal, Mema, Tzadik, Yilazan. Why is Rashi calling the wrong thing? Mary Dikakash. Mary Dikakash. Married to Kakash. What? Again, you doubt it. Oh, come on. It's crazy to say this.
It's the dinner of the Mishnah, brother.
I understand.
Yeah.
But it's not here. It's not in the Yochin. Probably in the Boaz. They don't have Boaz? How can that be? Just 1 second. Feres Yisrael Yochin. They have Hilchos of Gevirah. That's not what I'm looking for. It's a ripoff. They send it back to Yudala again. These people have ripped me off like crazy. So I'm not going to find him anyway. I want that. No, it's not here. They do not have Boaz. You have Boaz on yours? Yochin and Boaz. Everyone knows Yochin and Boaz. We don't have it. I'll tell you what he says. Rashi Lushitasa. Rashi learns, listen carefully, that you don't need a Kesha Shaluma. Tzadech Ilazon. Oh, fisherman's net. That's Kesha Shaluma.
Instead of going through the Mishnah,
Farshia Mishnah. So that's Ferris Israel. Thank you. Boaz. Thank you so much. Today is a big day for the high techies.
I
even got that zvav. Because of Agoyin Agodol Moreira Bekiva Shlita, who was a contemporary of Kivegan. Because of Kivegan. Why ask about Rav? Wait, Rashi said it. Rashi forgot the Gemara. You think, like I always ask, you think Rashi forgot the Gemara? He says, yeah, well, it's 37 blad ago. Of course he forgot it. more than a month of Daf Yomi passed in between. Of course he forgot it. Chas v'chalila, chalila v'chas. No. He wants to know, what's nafchemina? Maskaras chodich lozen. What's the difference? Yeah? Matir! Yes, matir! You have to have tzadik lozen. But kosher can stay where it was. From Urias. If in the Rambam, the kosher maisi uman, the avamino yechayev even on kosher yom maisi ena maisi uman, she was chutzin nifsek biyuria, ule maskana b'diyot b'kosher chut nireshes ena chayev ak b'kosher uman, v'diyik hashas kein shegam kosher yom fina mireshes, with the nakat kosher umat ki adadish ramino de b'chad guf mayri, reshes, lo shnat imar b'maskana, hodam b'kosher b'yalfusa kamaisa. That's what the Rambam would hold. Me, Rashi, the Shittose, the sphere that the Bekesha Kayama, Afshe, Eina, Maisa, Uma, and Chayat, Doche, Kumuki, and Afshe, to hold the Nokit, the Maskon, the Shken Kosher, Hode Busha, the Eino Chayrak, the Matir, and Maslikshar. That's what Rashi says. That's a beautiful answer. In other words, the Maskon, Rashi holds it, this is the Maskon as far as Kosher, only as far as Matir, not. Yes.
The reason why the Gemara rejected that is because the Gemara said they couldn't have done that in the Mishkan, not because it just doesn't become like kosher.
Oh, really?
The Gemara say.
Sok the Gemara by Dalamit Beis. Tirats the kosher, Matar Eikol Emeimar.
Wait.
That's it.
Yeah,
how can
you. Tirats the kosher, Matar. You're Matar.
So they
would tie, but they wouldn't untie.
Right. Because once you tie the curtain, they're not untie it anymore. Rip by mistake.
The tying it once that you could do even.
That's good. Gavaldik. I'm so glad you got me the Boaz. You shouldn't trust me. Never trust anything I say. Always try to look it up in the original. Okay. Fine. Yep. A little time to go. Little time to go. Avnei Nezer, I don't want to go over the whole thing all over again, but just one final nekuda. Avnei Nezer gave a whole piece about Sugan Erev and Tzadi Zion, but one thing I want to show you. Minchas Chinuch on kosher is fantastic. As the Ma'ariv has come, Minchas Chinuch. Rosh is Yisrael. Beis. You have to help me find these things. It's very long. Keeps going. It's over. Moses. Must be a fast way to get these things. Hakosher. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Close to Rambam. Okay, we know the Rambam. Habecholkim doesn't depend on that's garnished. 2 days, fine. Toysus Erevin, Toysus Menachas, Kuant Rabbi Eliyom, that Tfilin Tzor Likshem B'chol Yom, Hei Chaminan Sham, the Rabbi Yudah Chadoshas, Hayinu Sheinu Mekusharin, Oslach Nisan B'Shabbos, Kevin Tzrichan Kshira, Lomo Yikshar, Havikesh Enu Shekayama, Tzorach Hatter, B'chol Yom. Yeah, I love the Rosh Hatevis. B'chol Yom. That's a Mechaz Chinos Kasha. Oh, that Toys is Kasha. Okay. Nobody asks. Hare aniba na mekshira. In Logan Echyot it's fillin. It must be considered to be a kshira. Kitzur, he asked the kasha somewhere in the middle of this kof kosher that why don't we say miguda v'kasha l'tfilin is kasha l'shabbos? It's not gos morcha, it's kasha. So the Avnei Nezer gives a teretz, more or less. Let me just show you Avnei Nezer for 2 minutes. Not all the rabbanos are created equal. See you soon. Remember, I wrote the Kesher and Shakayama Pasul Tefillin. That's a famous one. If you bar Tefillin, you have to bar Tefillin. You have to watch out by changing the size. Well, down the nays anyway. I the foolish that Neva's chair let's fill in. Not a careless casual Shabbos. Hey, they see a Madavin fill in the Shabbos. This someone asked him of Tzuyuda, asked him his kasha. Hadava poshet lo kasha midi. Shere the Rabbana dami a Neva la kshira kasha kshira b'mishka neche ami. Defshe ba Neva. Tzorach loma. Tavada yu koshin shi yachazak yoseh. Yes. A Neva na melechas uman. Yes. Lechaz Machshavis. Chacham say, Aniva is okay. Even though told the Shah Malachas Lovina Sheba Mishka, Ain't a Klal Gomer. The Chacham say, Aniva Rochok Miyod Mikshira. It's not even a Tolda. Not a Maisa Uman. Not a Lechaz Machshavis. Potter. Chacham say, with Lechat Chila. But Tfilin, not with the Mishka. Aniva is Kshera. Avokesh and Shakayama Dahabim and Mishkan, we say it's all in Shabbos and Dalit. Ava became his potter. Shabbos Mochiach Amorachai, Shakama Tfilin Puzzle. To some measure, we do equate Tfilin with Shabbos, and some don't. In Hilchos Kayama, we do equate them. Hilchos what's called the Akesh in the first place, we do not equate them. Do not equate them. And therefore, what comes out? What comes out is that Aniva was not in the Mishkan at all, not in Melechas Machshavos at all, and you can't say Migu. Migu won't work. It's not in Melechas Machshavos. And the Shel Kayama, which was in the Mishkan, and still Potter, then you'll apply the principle of Migu. We'll get there later. We'll get there later. We're not up to it yet. We're not up to there yet. See, it's not of Tzvi Yehuda. All the three in a row. Kufa Gimel, Dal, and Hey is of Tzvi Yehuda. And he asked over here, this one we saw once before. I learned from Gos Monach and Chulin. We don't pass like Eliyo. And he owes him a tefillah. And he owes him a kayama kol b'shabbos. The choshem kesher el shal kayama. The didan, you can't say achmon a kaya kesher after in the shal kayama. No, not at all. And if you bar tefillah and you change the kesher, it means rosham. Lav shaper avdi. Da baili mishan kaya kesher, it means rosham. We should not have a shal kayama, but lo yotzei chavosel. U mitzvah the farsi em adobo. Everyone hold this way? No. So tomorrow I want to start by quoting for you the sefer called the Piskei Tshuvos, not on Shabbos, on Hilchos Tefillin. And then I want to go into some other matters of kosher. And I don't think we'll get to the ties tomorrow either. Maybe. We have to bring in some ties one of these meals. Try to bring in a tie. Okay. See out of the Shmai. Try to cover ground, Rabbi Osei, but that's what's